You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
An investor's tolerance for risk is highly personal and therefore emotional. To keep your feelings from overwhelming logic when managing risk in your portfolio, just apply the rule of 100. Best-selling author Coach Beat says, quite simply, you take 100 and subtract your age. The number left is the amount of your portfolio you should expose to risk. The rule of 100 is a great tool, but it's no substitute for advice from a trusted financial coach.
All right, and welcome back into the retirement planning segments of Your Weekend Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, and joining us from the Chicago area is our local trusted coach, John Kelly. He is president of Kelly Financial Services. Now, on this segment, I wanted to break open cola, and I am not talking about Coke or Pepsi here. We are talking about the cost of living and how that really should be adjusted and may not be adjusted as much as it needs to be. Now, I have a quote from W.C. Fields. He is a famous comedian, and he liked to drink a little bit. And he said, the cost of living has gone up another dollar a quart. Kind of funny the way he measures the cost of living there. But while we may not measure the increase in cost of living through the price of a drink like our comedian, it's very common to hear people talk about gas, milk, or you know, other bills that affect our income on a daily basis as those prices have gone up over the years. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. And the problem is our income has not gone up as much as it is. And
no.
For even people like myself, what's really gone through the roof is college costs, medical costs,
healthcare
costs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's killing a lot of people today.
It is.
You know, and Social Security, even last year, there was no cost of living adjustment for our listeners out there. And in 2009 and 2010, there was no cost of living adjustment in their Social Security checks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just understanding, for a lot of people, is your pensions or is your income going to keep up with the cost of living? You know, and the problem is a lot of people pull money out. They're sitting in banks and like these low interest bearing accounts like money market CDs
mm-hmm.
that are paying hardly anything. So when we talk about that, that's how they're losing money in these fixed accounts because of inflation. They're actually losing money to the market.
It's true. No, it's very true. Well, and you had mentioned how rates really haven't increased over the past few years. So get this, in 2017, Americans who draw Social Security benefits are going to get a raise, but I think you're going to laugh a little bit at this. You may have already heard this. It's going to equate to about $5 per check. It's only increasing by 0.3%. And I mean, that's going to hardly buy you a gallon of milk these days, let alone cover typical cost of living increases. And I wanted to ask, what's the takeaway of this?
Well, it's going to be significant for people who are on fixed income.
Yeah.
You know, people rely on these cost of living adjustments because, I mean, rents are going up. Like I said, health care is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with this Obamacare, people are getting hammered. I mean, we see out in Arizona where the health care costs have gone up over 114%. So people can't afford this. I mean, health care costs here in Illinois are brutal. I mean, property taxes are brutal. So, I mean, just understand where you're at. I mean, does your pensions keep up with the cost of living for those of us lucky enough to have traditional pensions out there?
Yeah.
Hopefully they do. You know, for otherwise, our 401ks and our IRAs have to be set up in a situation where, hey, listen, we can get an increasing income for the rest of our life. And I think for most of our listeners, they just don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
And it's that peace of mind that once we have that, hey, listen, if it increases, no matter what happens with the cost of living, that our income is going to go up accordingly or try to at least keep pace with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to ask you about that. So you had mentioned some 401ks. People out there may have some mutual funds or an IRA or something like that. How can we protect ourselves from inflation in retirement? Is it taking these accounts and repositioning them to make sure that we can comp for things that Social Security may not be doing for us?
Absolutely. So a lot of these companies out there today, we deal with a lot with fixed products here. Okay, Tom, and what they do is they've gotten, you know, pretty creative over the last few years with income products and income riders,
mm-hmm.
where they're getting cost of living adjustments each and every year for increasing income, and that's one of the things our clients absolutely love. So when you sit down, you put an income plan in place for them, they can see how their income is going to increase each and every year,
yeah.
And then we coordinate that with them what the traditional Social Security increases have been over the last 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep that down, keep it low a little bit so their expectations are not as high. So if it does come back to what it was back in the early 80s where, you know, you had, you know, an average of 4 or 5% cost of living adjustments in their Social Security, like you said, this year is 0.03, big difference. You know, but when you sit down, you put them with their IRAs and their 401ks, and they roll that. They protect their principal.
Right.
They guarantee an income for them and their spouse, and know, hey, listen, I'm going to get an increase each and every year. That's what they like.
Now, John, I want to make sure that any listeners out there can take advantage of the strategies that you're able to offer, because it's true, we have to protect ourselves. Obviously, Social Security is not doing that for us. So you had a special opportunity for radio listeners just to be able to come in, make sure they had themselves set up for success in retirement, didn't you?
Absolutely. So like I said, for all our listeners who want to come in, we'll do a complete income plan analysis for you. Let us show how we can turn that 401k or the IRAs into a guaranteed income stream for you. We'll also give you a copy, like I said, of Patrick Kelly's free books, The Retirement Miracle. We'll show about tax-free options for our clients in retirement, how we can convert some of them 401ks through Section 7702 of the IRS code, where we can get them a guaranteed retirement income tax-free. And we'll also do a complete Social Security maximization report for them. We'll show them how to maximize their Social Security benefits by taking advantage of the switching strategies that are available for a lot of our listeners out there between the ages of 62 and 66 that a lot of people don't even know are available to them.
Yeah.
So absolutely, give us a call and we'll get that set up for them.
No, that's fantastic. What you said, John, there is so important. It's true. There are so many options, so many products out there that people just aren't aware of to really take the worry out of retirement. So folks, know that we are proud to be partnering with John just to shed some lights on topics like this that we see folks struggling with day in and day out, or really being taken advantage of as they prepare for and move into retirement. So if you want to get that financial roadmap put together, John Kelly can do just that, all the while looking out for you and your best interests, taking your dreams, your goals for retirement into consideration. That number to call is 800-477-1135. Remember, your retirement is not yours unless it truly is yours. That number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Now, we're going to take a short break, but we will continue the conversation with John Kelly in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere, because there's more Financial Safari on the way.